There we are. Another edition of It's Your Call is underway. Welcome to it. Hope you had a great weekend. Did you watch the Grey Cup? I did. After a conversation on Friday, I can't say no to UCFL. I'm very scared for its future. I don't really like where it's at. We talked all about that on Friday. But you know what? That Grey Cup game, the exception being the halftime show. What the hell was that? Come on. But it's a better game than the Super Bowl every single year. You have to admit, what a finish. What a finish. And congratulations, Toronto Argos. I'm not trying to take anything away from the team, but it pisses me off when Toronto wins the Grey Cup because there's never anybody in Toronto going to the games. I digress. Hope you're doing okay. I got a fun segment for you today, a fun conversation. I hope, I think, anyway. I want to talk about space. And by the way, your comments to the show are welcome anytime, 613-604-6464 if you're listening stateside. Just in case there are any toll charges there, 941-725-MILK. So 613-604-6464. Of course, the number is no longer appearing on the screen. Hang on, let me fix that. Boop. There it is, sliding over. Want to welcome a sponsor. Right off the get-go, I want to bring your attention to the only place I will ever, ever, ever trust to look after any of my vehicles. They have taken care of my new VTRV for mental health, made sure that it was up to snuff and roadworthy, etc. But I first encountered them several years back, and we actually did an advertising campaign for them. I'm going to say something that may be shocking to your ears, but when's the last time you had your nuts torqued? Here's why I ask that. I know it sounds funny, but it's a serious topic. Whenever your wheel has been off for any amount of service, and a lot of folks either getting their tires changed over or doing it themselves, and then they drive off. You know when you see those cars broken down on the side of the highway and like the wheels off? Like, how does that happen? It's not that you didn't necessarily get your nuts down tight enough. They didn't get retorqued. So when your wheel's been off for service, after 100 kilometers of driving, get it torqued. That is, get it back to the factory specs. That just ensures that things are going to stay solid. One of the little tips I've learned from them, but it was also the first and only place I've ever gone for vehicle servicing, where they said, you know, while we've got your wheel off, while we've got your brakes off, you know, because I needed new pads, whatever else, we kind of like to do this, and we want to do it now. It's not that it's needed now, but it's going to save you this much in labor down the road if you do it. Great. That made sense to me. The way they explained it, they broke it down in plain English and it wasn't a hard sales pitch. And then they showed me the parts they took off compared to the new parts. And I'd never been anywhere before that did that. So auto maintenance, fleet vehicle specialists, McCarthy Automotive, welcome aboard sponsoring It's Your Call with John Milking. All right, space. Let's go to space. And I will admit, I have had a long fascination with space. A lot of it due, I think, to the fact that my dad worked for Telesat Canada. If you're not familiar with Telesat Canada, they've been around since the 70s. They launch our communications satellites into space. So I always thought my dad was like an astronaut, right? Like he worked for the space people and stuff. He was an accountant and then the risk insurance manager, which actually came in handy when they had an issue on one launch. I'll never forget that. But it was pretty cool when I got to go into dad's office. And I could, you know, see all the control room, especially where they're monitoring the satellite in flight. And I mean, they were like showing HD, like long before it was even available in residential neighborhoods, etc. Like before you and I could get our hands on HD, it was up there on the satellite and they had it and it was spectacular. And I remember that. So, yeah, when I get to go into dad's office, it was pretty freaking cool. And it inspired me to the point where I actually won a speech competition in like grade 4 or 5 talking about satellites. And because dad worked for Telesat and I got to go there, every now and then I would get a look at their control room and they had this amazing wall mural. In fact, I think this is it. It's pretty darn close. It's called Earthrise. And so you picture this control room, right? Like a little space agency, and they've got computers. And this is like, you know, the 70s and 80s before, like, computers are everywhere now. This was high-tech stuff. And they got little screens monitoring, you know, little blips and stuff and where the satellite is. And they're showing this broadcast and that broadcast that are all going through their satellites for the CBC and whatnot. And they had this amazing wall mural, which is wallpaper, but a mural on one of the walls in the control room. And I fell in love with it. It's called Earthrise. If you're listening on the radio, you're not going to be able to ooh-ah. But if you're watching on any of our video streams, get ready to ooh-ah. That's the wall mural right there. So it's a picture. Yeah, that's exactly what it. So it's called Earthrise. It's a photo of the Earth taken from the moon. Very, very cool. And when I got my big boy room, when I graduated to my big boy room, my dad got a copy of Earthrise and put that on one of my walls in my big boy room. And a fun side story to that. So years ago, I'm driving by my old house and, the people that live there now have really, done a great job maintaining it and bringing it, into this modern era. They've done a lot of work. And I went by twice. And the second time around, the woman who lives there stuck her nose out the door and she said, "Can I help you?" So I said, "I'm sorry. I'm not trying to freak you out. I grew up in this house and it's just nice to see it getting so much love." She invited me in. No, thank you very much. But her husband had a ton of questions. And one of them was, "Could you tell me the story of this wall mural?" They had changed everything in the house, but their son, who I met, would have been, I'm going to say 6-7 years old, would not let them change that wall mural out. He fell in love with it too. All right, so I got to tell him the story of how that came to be on the wall, that my dad, worked for Telesat, and, they put satellites in space, and you could just sort of, see the kids' eyes widen. Space is a fascinating thing. So that was my big boy room. I lived there until I went to college. And then when I went to college, my parents sold the house. They did actually give me their new address, which is good. But all this to say, I had a deep fascination with space, but I was never a Trekkie maybe 20 years ago, I saw Star Wars for the first time in my life. A buddy of mine was like, "What do you mean you've never seen Star Wars?" Brought it over to the house. But I've always had a general curiosity about what could be out there. And when we talk about, the climate crisis that we're facing, et cetera, my mind sort of wanders and I get into these theories in my own head, right? Not based on any fact or anything that, we lived in an ice age or there was an ice age before and we came to be after it. And the ice age, and the dinosaurs and all of this. What if there was life here before and they finally, they got off this planet on time and they went somewhere else? Your mind wanders into dreams, and that's what I want to talk about today is your dreams. Artemis 1 finally got off the ground just a couple of days ago. Fascinating. I found it remarkably similar to the space shuttle, except it wasn't the space shuttle, but the process, very, very similar. The initial launch, it's not humans inside. It's actually a couple of dummies, sitting there just to sort of, see how battered and bruised, I guess, the dummies get and what kind of physical stuff they have to deal with before we actually put humans in there and sit. But we're going back to the moon. Fascinating pictures today that Artemis 1 has taken of the other side of the moon from what we see here, right? And it's our real first up-close images. And it's mesmerizing and fascinating stuff. So humans are going back to the moon very, very soon. The plan is, I believe, one male astronaut and a female astronaut as well. So that's exciting. Lots to watch. I mean, I think we've been to the moon. I know a lot of people think that was, done on a Hollywood stage. I don't subscribe to that theory, however. But what do you hope we find? What do you hope we find when we go back to space and eventually Mars, by the way? That will probably, a trip to Mars with humans is likely to happen, provided, touch wood, I live into, well past my retirement age, et cetera, into my 70s. But certainly your kids will see humans on Mars. So my question is, what are you hoping we discover? What do you think is actually out there? Is there life out there? Does it look like we look like? Are there plants and trees and animals, etc.? Do they exist? What's out there? Are we alone in this universe? I have a hard time believing with all that. And we can only see what we can see, right? Like, what's beyond all of that? And we get little sneak peeks into, you know, this whole universe and other universes that exist beyond our galaxy, etc. Are we alone? And finally, oh gosh, I'd love to hear from someone. Have you ever had an encounter that you can't explain? Yeah, like with Martians or aliens. I mean, there used to be an entire talk show on CFRA. It was a internationally syndicated, in fact, out of the States, Art Bell. And he had all kinds of people calling in who had experiences, you know, being taken aboard spaceships, etc. Has that happened to you? Or have you ever experienced a UFO? I'd love to get your comments. So post those on your social media channel if you're so inclined. By the way, if you ever miss an episode of the show, no problem. Find the Lowell Green Podcast. I haven't had a chance to rename it yet. It's still under the Lowell Green Podcast, but we will get it up under It's Your Call very, very soon. But that's where it exists. You can also go to itsyourcall.ca, itsyourcall.ca. Call the show if you'd like to, or no, I did it again. I didn't get the video link up. I'm sorry, I didn't get the video link up. So you're stuck with phoning today. Old school, 613-604-6464. In the USA, 941-725-6455. That's 725-MILK. Jewel says, I don't think we're alone in the universe. I don't think so either. I don't have anything that kind of proves that we're not. I've certainly had no experiences, but I have a hard time believing that all of that is out there and we would be the only real form of life. It only exists here. I think we're fooling ourselves if we kind of subscribe to that. But I'd love to hear your counter-argument if you believe otherwise. Tara, hi. She's on Facebook. Tara says it makes zero sense for us to be the only living things in the universe. Okay, so you and I are on the same page. When it comes to that, Rob Tyson, who is going to be on after this show. Rob Tyson does our afternoon show, 2:30 until 5-ish, I believe, Eastern time. I'm adding shows fast and furious to the radio station. It's been a good couple of weeks. If you haven't had a chance to enjoy some of the other programming on BTR, stick around. We've got some great, great hosts. Rob says, isn't the space chase all about minerals on other planets? It may be, but I believe those minerals are kind of that search for human life, right? Like those minerals will tell us if there's water on other planets. And if there's water, it supports life. At least as far as we understand things. Can life exist other places without water? Maybe. I mean, our understanding of life is that we need oxygen. We need water. Myriad. Nope, no UFOs. Those were Starlink launches. Thanks, Myriad, because Elon Musk is not getting nearly enough attention and nearly enough airtime these days. You know what? And this is what pisses me off, right? Not pisses me off, but it's like I'm stuck. My neighbor loves his Starlink internet. By the way, Myriad said Star Kink. I'd like to find out more about that, Myriad. But my neighbor loves his Starlink satellite. It's the only internet connection he says he's had at his cottage that seems to work, even though he's in the Ottawa area, you know, cottage country area around here. And we are apparently still on the wait list. So the way Musk launches satellites, by the way, they're like footballs. So the satellites that the company my dad worked for, Telesat, these things were beasts. They were gargantuan. They're like as big as a Mack truck, right? The things Elon Musk is launching into space that are the size of footballs, and which is why, you know, on some nights people are seeing, you know, these multiple lights in the sky, and they're like, no, that's Starlink, that's the internet. With all that is going on with Elon Musk, see, I want this for my RV because it's portable, and everybody raves about it. But do I want to be supporting Elon Musk right now? I don't know. that's a whole other topic. Anyway, thank you. And I'm also interested, by the way, if you feel free, if Star Kink is a thing, Myriad, if Star Kink is a thing, let me know and I'll get my latex and my leather shined up. All right. Moon. Okay. If you're wondering if this is going to be a lot like the Lowell Green Show, there's clue number one. Donald says Moon might have space junk on it. Yeah. Yeah, possibly. Can you imagine you're walking the surface of the moon with a metal detector like you would if you're like on Myrtle Beach or something, you know, and blip, 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 and you come across like, I don't know, a watch or jewelry or neck or a piece of space junk. That's fun. Nitrogen on Mars would be cool, says Chrissy. She's watching on Twitch, twitch.tv/BTR radio. Thank you, Chrissy. And I believe you are a subscriber as well. When you subscribe to our channel, especially if you've got Amazon Prime, that costs you nothing. If you've got Amazon Prime, it costs you nothing, and Amazon will send us $5. So thank you for supporting the show. Mediad says, we're just a speck. There's got to be much more out there, including other forms of life and intelligence. You still haven't answered me regarding Star Kink, though. I'm very, very intrigued. Where's George from Ironbriar for this topic? Yeah, George was big on that, wasn't he? The number here, 613-604-6464. The show brought to you by McCarthy Automotive. Putting the good under your hood, 1150 Heron Road, McCarthyAutomotive.ca. If you haven't booked getting your tires changed over yet, you need new snow tires, etc., they carry all the major brands. They offer winter tire storage as well. Great, great folks. McCarthy Automotive bringing you It's Your Call. Craig says, I'm confident my mother-in-law is an alien and she was sent here to torment me. Just kidding. My mother-in-law, and I'm not just saying this, Craig, because she happens to listen to the show. My mother-in-law is heaven sent. So I'm sorry for your problems. Laurentian View Terry claims that in 1989, a UFO landed in Carp. Terry, feel free to fill in some blanks there. I have lots of questions. I'm not familiar with that story. All right. Vinyl Spinner, good afternoon, John. Interesting in that you mention Art Bell. To let your listeners know, through podcasts, there is an Art Bell tape vault. Took me back to the time when I used to hear his episodes live. His ghost-to-ghost episodes around Halloween are the best. That was freaky stuff, man. When I started in Ottawa radio, I did the overnights. Just down the hall from CFRI, is it Cool FM? And I would hear, you know, of course, the stations play in-house, and I would hear some of these. You go to the smoke room, bathroom break, whatever else, and they got CFRI switched on. What is going on? But there's a lot of people who claim that they have had these encounters. Have you? Love to hear from you. It's your call, 613-604-6464. Or I will read your comments on the show. No problem. That is what social media is for. Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Woodenhead is on YouTube. If there is intelligent life out there, they are observing our primitive world. We are too self-destructive to be a galactic species. Yeah, there's been a lot of cartoons and a lot of shows about that. You know, this, what is going on that planet? You know, the old, you know, let's just skip past this place. This is absolutely insane. And, of course, there was Mork from Ork. Now, that was a space show I got into. Mork from Ork. An Alf. Does Alf exist? Please tell me Alf exists. Alf has to exist. Oh, hey, Willie. There we go. Mariette's laughing at the whole typo. Star Kink. She says, best typo ever. Not sure I have an answer for you. I bet there's a kink for everything. Am I blushing enough for you? Yes, there is. Let's cut to the chase. There is. Woodenhead. If Musk is successful in launching all these satellites, all 12,000 of them in low Earth orbit, it would make navigating that web to Mars difficult. That's interesting, right? It's like a line of almost, it's almost like trying to get through the defensive line and score yourself a touchdown. He does. That's a lot of clutter in the way. And again, I'm fascinated by just how we navigate our way through all of that kind of stuff. And the idea of space junk was brought up a short time ago, too. You know, that these scientists know where that is, can figure out how fast it's spinning, how fast it's moving, how we maneuver around it, when the best time to launch, you know, window is in order. It's so fascinating and so beyond me. It really absolutely is. But what an exciting time. Did you watch that launch? It happened at like almost 2 o'clock in the morning. And like, I saw video footage. I love The Spectators. One of my favorite home movies was my dad in Florida for the initial launch of the Anik A, and you could see it taking off. But just, you know, I've always had a thing for, wait, we can watch this happen? And just the people lining the bridges and stuff around. And wouldn't you, if you're down around Cape Canaveral this time of year and there's going to be a space launch? Hell yes, I would. Let's go to YouTube. Tony says, saw one when I was about 16 on Island Lake, Manitoba. My eyes better than 20/20 in broad daylight. In broad daylight? A silver disc, silent, about 1 kilometer away over the water, moving slowly. Saw it for about half a minute. Oh, Tony, I wish you'd call the show. I'd love to talk about that. In broad daylight. See, a lot of people, like a lot of the UFO footage is, you know, people question it because it always seems shaky and spotty. Let's not forget, you know, like the more you have to zoom stuff in, the more it amplifies shake, etc. Plus, I mean, if they are a more intelligent species than us, they probably have technology that makes that kind of elusive. Not that I think that they're going, well, we were gonna do a journey to Earth, but they have cameras now, so we need to create some sort of force field that they can't take our picture. Yeah, I don't think they know that much about us, or maybe they do. Maybe they do. Here's a question, and I've thought about this, and tell me if I'm the only one. When it comes to religion, okay, here we go. We're getting deep now. When it comes to religion, and I'm going to hear from the theologians on this at some point or another, and that's fine. Milky, M-I-L-K-Y, at blasttheradio.com. But this is just where my mind goes. I'm not a religious person. I was brought up Catholic. I certainly have, you know, been to church more times than I can probably count. And I, you know, I have an understanding, certainly, of what the Bible is about as it was taught in the Catholic Church. And I talk to a lot of my Jewish friends, you know, about their religious side. And I talk to Muslim people about their religious side. And, you know, there's got to be a reason. If you believe that these religions are all based in, you know, fact, past history, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, why are we all praying to different gods here? What's, you know, maybe there are different gods. Maybe they are our alien overlords. Ever think of that? Could God be actually an alien? Could that be ultimately what we are seeking? Was that what happened? Was if you believe that Jesus Christ was on this earth, was that an alien experience? My mind goes there sometimes. I'm not the deepest thinker in the world. I will admit that. I don't think I need to admit that. I think you figured that out by now. But has that ever crossed your mind? Please tell me that that's something you've experienced or thought about so I don't have to bring it up in my next therapy session. If Alf is real, says Renee, please watch your cats. Back to Twitch, Vinyl Spinner. With the growth of BTR, it would be cool to have a late night, early morning Art Bell type show. That has actually been discussed. I've got some folks who are actually interested in that type of conversation. Vinyl Spinner says, I'd listen. Who the hell needs sleep anyways with the programming and exponential growth BTR is going through? Keep up the awesome work, John. Ha ha ha. Thank you. Thank you for the butt kisses very much. That's lovely of you. Let's go to Lauren. She says, personally, I'm 50-50 with aliens. There's either something out there or nothing at all. And personally, I don't know which would be worse for humans to find out. Well, yeah, because it's either going to be what ruins us or what saves us, right? All right, let's go back to YouTube. Woodenhead, everybody has a camera in their pocket these days, and every video I've seen has been grainy at best. I'm hopeful that we're not alone and fearful that we are not alone. Yeah, it's like Bigfoot. The Loch Ness Monster. None of these ever really have much clarity. I'm a little more forgiving of maybe the Loch Ness Monster, although I wouldn't get too close to Bigfoot too. But with all the never mind digital camera technology, and there's a lot of that. But when you think of DSLR cameras, you know, the old journal, not the old, but I mean, you know, even the digital versions, you know, the kind you see like a professional photographer for newspaper, et cetera, walking around with, and these long, long lenses, you know, the ones that you have the Super Bowl and the Grey Cup and sporting events. Nobody's been able to catch a picture of a UFO with one of those. Of course, if they did, half the internet would be like, yeah, that's fake. Totally fake, man. And I could prove it's fake. So even if you actually had that proof, in a digital age with Photoshop, nobody would believe you. Some would, but most wouldn't. Tony says, even if God is an alien, something made those aliens. So ultimately, there is an almighty God. Okay, well then who made the almighty God? Tony, you've obviously had, okay, so you've been down the same thought path that I have. Okay, what if God is an alien? Yeah, well then, you know, like, then I get stumbled on that. Okay, well then who's above God? Like, and we'll never, ever get the answer to this stuff. It's a complete cycle, but it's fun to think about, isn't it? Woodenhead says, search Chariots of the Gods on YouTube. I believe I've heard of that. All right. Don't tell me why I'm... Yeah, send me on a search on the internet Do so at your own risks. Accept cookies if you wish. Oh, cookies. Cookies. Vinyl Spinner's laughing at me. Thank you. I would love to have a full-on show about this kind of stuff. Because, like I said, the Art Bell thing, as kooky as I think a lot of the callers were, I can't discount it. How have there can't be that many kooks that a man, you know, that a man gets an internationally syndicated talk show and has call after call after call and letter after letter after letter after letter. I don't know. Yep, see, there's Donald with the tried and true. Aliens fly by Earth and lock their doors. I wouldn't be surprised at all. Back to YouTube, and Tony says it's easier to believe that something exists because it's impossible for something to come from nothing. Yep, and that's kind of where we're stuck at this whole thing. I guess maybe that's what keeps us honest too, right? That what if everything they're telling us is true? What if there is something out there and it knows of me? What if I am somehow connected to it and it controls me and knows everything I've done and will be doing? And I don't know. Maybe I overthink these things too much, but I can't be the only one who's had those weird thoughts. God is an alien. That'll be the title of the podcast. God is God an alien? Okay, now I gotta find some royalty-free artwork to go along with that. Tony says there's just too much precision in on space for it to be random. God has also had forever to make many creations. Yep, if you believe, again, in God. Chrissy says, and what about life after death? Another rabbit hole. Oh, Chrissy, thank you. I have been down that rabbit hole too. People talk about the white light. Is that what's happening? Am I leaving this body and being beamed up, so to speak, into, like this space-time continuum? You know, I started off by saying I've not watched Star Trek or Star Wars, etc. I'm certainly well enough aware of those shows, and I certainly know the whole beam me up Scotty thing. I mean, is that, and listen, science fiction's called a lot of this stuff years and years and years in advance of it ever happening. Science fiction's called it and been very accurate with a lot of it. So is that what happens to us? Is this why people claim to have, you know, seen ghosts and spirits and had conversations? I discounted the whole ghost thing for a long, long time until, when I was first diagnosed with depression, I was trying anything and everything to try and get answers and try and just calm my mind. And I went to a Reiki healer. If you're not familiar with Reiki, it's all to do with spiritual energies, etc. And, you know, this person put their hand on my heart and replenished my chakras, my energies, etc. And we started talking about the afterlife. And I said, you know, when I was a young child, you know, I believed that my grandfather was around me at all times. When I had a bad day, you know, I would hear this sweeping sound. And he would come and visit me and calm me. And it was this soothing shoo, shoo, shoo. And she said, yep, it's an old man in slippers. And it was so matter of fact, right? I love these people. It was so matter of fact, not a doubt in her mind. She could see this person, apparently. Yep, it's an old man in slippers. It's not your grandfather, but it's an old man in slippers. And I said, yeah, no, it has to be a broom or something. It can't be slippers because, you know, my bedroom had carpeting. And she laughed and laughed and laughed. She said, look, what makes sense in the spiritual world does not make sense in the physical world. They're two very different things. Moments later, we're sitting there having a conversation. So we're on a balcony in an apartment. I'm against a wall. You know when you're at a restaurant and, you know, somebody's moving behind you, server, whatever else is coming with your dinner, and you can see the person who's sitting across from you. Their eyes catch that person and they sort of watch them follow the room and you're watching them watch that person. I watched her eyes see something behind me, and then I felt someone, not something, I felt someone touch my elbow. It was the freakiest thing. So it's stuff like that that keeps us honest, right? Whether that's all hijinks and just the mind playing tricks on the mind or whatever, it's one of those, ooh, now I absolutely can't discount it. You know, and it keeps you real honest. A few last minute comments. Let's get those in on Twitch. Jules the Dancer. There's a theory that we are aliens and that there was a disaster on Mars years ago and they came to Earth. I know I went down a rabbit hole with that one. Absolutely. Lawrence Mew Terry, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Let me see. Tony, life is short. We will all know the answer to life after death soon enough. Yeah, when we die, right, Tony? I'll believe what the Bible teaches. The dead know nothing, awaiting resurrection to speak. But then again, who knows? And last word to Tony, he says, and while we're at it, humans do not go to heaven. So I should subscribe to the Starkink after all then? Since I don't need to worry about heaven. Interesting conversations today, guys. Thank you so much. It's different every single day. Yes, we'll get into some political stuff. Yes, we will talk about newsworthy things. But every now and then, something just sort of crosses my mind as intriguing and interesting and kind of fun and lighthearted. And I thought for a Monday, why the heck not? So thank you for joining me. Again, the show is brought to you by McCarthy Automotive. Putting the good under your hood. Fleet vehicle specialists as well. You are in amazing hands. Their logo is an old school, old looking, you know, looks like one of those old service center signs, and that's done absolutely on purpose. You will experience old-time service with people who really care, who love what they do, and who will take great, great care of you. 1150 Heron Road, McCarthy Automotive.ca. Back tomorrow.